Time now for hour number two of this weekend's two-hour installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and of course the host of the program is Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. Carol will be here in a moment with an interesting conversation. Later this hour, we'll be joined by our senior correspondent, Richard Neer, and we're going to talk about everything from wellness and longevity to this weekend's exciting pre-Super Bowl football activity. It's Championship Saturday and Sunday. It's actually Championship Sunday, but we're heard all across the country on both Saturday and Sunday. So enjoy. If, in fact, you are a football fan, it don't get better than this. Let's jump into this hour, though, with a conversation conducted by Carol Marks with Dr. Amit Sood. He's a specialist in stress and resiliency at the Mayo Clinic. And he's going to talk to Carol about his new book titled The Mayo Clinic Guide to Stress-Free Living. It's published by DeCapo Press.
Now, you said that there was a patient, Carol, that was one of the motivating factors for writing the book. Can you tell us what she said that really moved you?
Yes, that was Carol. And Carol was dealing with bankruptcy, divorce, as well as a very serious cancer. And she said some profound words. She said, I want to be in now, but I don't know how to be in now. I want to keep the noble thoughts, but when the stresses of life challenge me, I'm not able to. I wish to forgive, but I'm not able to. Can you help me with this, doctor? She said, fix your thoughts on what is right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are worthy of praise. And she said, I've been living with these principles all my life, but when I'm stressed, it just doesn't work. So telling Carol to just take a deep breath wouldn't cut it. It started me on a journey to understand, why do we get stressed at a deep neurobiological level? What happens to our brain? And what I realized was that our brain has been running at 200% for the last several decades. If you were to look at our brain as a tool, it's a very tired tool. And this is not just for you and me and her. This is for everybody. And from that realization, I started on a journey to find solutions, which led into developing this program.
And, you know, what I found so interesting, because, you know, like Carol, I don't realize, you know, how the mind and the brain work. And so in your book, when you said that the mind and brain work very hard to keep us stressed by letting our mind wander, really, what did you mean about our spending so much time just thinking, I guess, about nothing?
Yes. So think about reading a book. You read half a page, and then you say, what was I reading? And you go back and start over. I don't know if that has happened to you. It has happened to me many times. Or when you're loading a dishwasher, what is running through your head at that time? You're running through all the lists of open files in your head, undone tasks, you know, work, economy, upcoming retirement, health, relationships, responsibilities. And these run through our head all the time. An average person has over 150 undone tasks at any time. So people are really very busy. I'm sure you have perhaps more than 20 user IDs at time and pay more than a dozen bills. Anybody who has got so much going on, the brain starts clocking over time. The brain is not used to it. So every day, half to two-thirds of the day, every day with a wandering mind. And that wandering mind increases your risk of stress, anxiety, depression, and perhaps even dementia.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, it's always good when there's some scientific evidence to back things up. Has there been any scientific evidence to show that there is a direct relationship between how much our mind wanders, because we've been talking about how much it does, and actually how happy we are?
Oh, absolutely. If you put in PubMed or Google, this line, a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. There's a study from Harvard about 2 years ago that the more your mind wanders, the less happy you are. And people were asked to share in real time the content of what was happening to them when their mind was wandering. And most of the time, people were thinking neutral or negative thoughts when their mind was wandering. not thinking happy thoughts.
And do our stresses, have they varied over the different centuries according to what's going on? And what are some of the unique stresses that we all are facing in this, the 21st century?
Yes, the stresses of the 21st century are unique and different. Every century has its set of stressors. They have changed. We are no longer worried about survival or physical safety. Our stresses are more emotional, psychological, and also related to, you know, economy and job and meaning in life. We are a generation at this point, we are a generation of jugglers and givers. We juggle hundreds of issues and we are obsessed with giving. We are obsessed with giving our physical, emotional, mental and spiritual energy. We do not know how to receive. So our stresses are very unique and different. If you do national survey, our stresses are mostly related to economy, related to work, related to finances. Stresses are related to health, relationships, and responsibilities. All of that boils down to juggling a lot of different issues in our head.
And in the book, you say that one of the things that you can do, and you talk about trained attention, really becoming focused, and you also mentioned that, and this intrigued me, getting back to our mind's default mode of superficial thinking in your book, you talk about one of the antidotes to a wandering mind is trained attention, becoming focused. So when it comes to trained attention, how does the honeybee inspire you, and how does the stress-free living program you write about follow the honeybee model?
So the question is, how honeybee inspires me, and how can we train our focused attention? So there are two things that inspire me. One is the honeybee, the other is our three-year-old. So honeybee visits thousands of flowers every day, but when she is with one flower, she is with that flower. She is 100% present with that flower, and that is beautiful. So that is how we can be honoring the person in front of us. The second part is our three-year-old. So the best part of my day is when I reach home with our three-year-old. She does two things to me that are very unique, by common sense. She finds me interesting every day. I'm not boring to her. And second is, she doesn't try to improve me. So bringing that kind of attention where you find the person in front of you interesting and novel and not trying to improve, accepting the person as they are, that is the kind of attention if I can bring to my wife and my parents and my colleagues, it'll be wonderful.
Boy, are you right, because I hate to admit it, but, you know, I have at times, you know, tried to, fix people's habits that annoy me or change people, and it never works, and it's just a bad thing. So you are so right. Now, I wanted to ask you also, Dr. Sid, about, you know, focusing on our attention skills. Isn't it important, really, to learn the joy of something that's very difficult to get into? And that's the moment, because we're always distracted. And you write that it really helps if you can fix on the novelty and joy of the ordinary, and particularly in nature. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So many studies have shown that just being in nature is so calming, so soothing and relaxing. So if you can be in nature with your loved one, for example, when you're looking at a tree, don't just look at the tree. Notice its branching pattern. Notice how tall the tree is. Is there moss on the bark? How the bark is? Pick up a leaf and study its shape. Are the roots exposed or not? Are there flowers? Do you find any nest on the tree? So look at the tree as if it's a really novel object. See, the thing is, you can wait for the perfect rainbow to find novelty, or you can enjoy every cloud that shows up. And our ability to find novelty within the ordinary is what is going to give us greater joy. It will train our attention. You can wait for the baby elephant in your cul-de-sac dancing for you to really enjoy, or you can just find your neighbor's Pomeranian interesting. It is really up to you.
Now, I love this quote from your book. Each day spent being partially present is a day that's not fully lived. So can you name a couple of ways you can make living in the present more meaningful? And what role does kind attention play in that? Because she says kind attention is very important.
Yes. So being fully present and living your life to the full is engaging the focused mode of the brain where, for example, when I come home, I meet my wife. For the first 10 minutes, we try not to improve anybody, and we meet as if we are high school buddies and we haven't met for a month. That's how we keep that novelty alive. See, when you've been married for 30 years, partners become borderline boring. So how do you keep that novelty alive given that you're committed to each other? And that is by remembering that she is novel. It's just that I've stopped appreciating you, accepting her as she is, and remembering transience. You know, if you're a 60-year-old, you've got 6,000 evenings left with your partner. Every day is precious. The idea is not to stew on it. The idea is to fully engage. So that is one example. The other example is waking up in the morning, instead of letting your mind wander, start your day thinking about 5 people in your life who you're grateful for and send them your silent gratitude. Those are examples of joyful attention. Kind attention that you were mentioning, Carol, we have this instinct to judge people very quickly. I have picked thousands of enemies in my head. You know, when I see people, I make stories about them in my head. I just don't want to do that because the reality is when I see people, two-thirds of the time, they're really struggling with something at that time. So what I do instead is I silently wish them well. Try to see your kids the way you want the world to, try to see others the way you want the world to look at your kids. That is kind attention.
That's Dr. Amit Sood. In conversation with Carol Marks, he's a specialist in stress and resiliency at the Mayo Clinic, and he's talking about his new book titled The Mayo Clinic Guide to Stress-Free Living. Coming up in the next segment, Carol will continue this discussion with Dr. Amit Sood, and he'll be discussing ways to practice these skills when you're busy and the importance of gratitude and how to live in the moment. Coming up later in the program, Richard Neer will be joining us. He'll be talking with Dr. Michael Roizen, currently the Chief Wellness Officer and Chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. And he's going to share tips for longevity from the updates and expanded version of You, the Owner's Manual. We'll be talking about the Harper audio version of that. And that should be quite interesting. Also, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Richard is going to talk a little bit about the football games that are taking place on Sunday this weekend called Championship Sunday. And so many people across America who like football or just partially into it at this point are attracted by the lure of the excitement of the pre-Super Bowl Final Four. It's become a big cultural festival, if you will, here in the United States and actually around the world as the NFL is starting to make inroads into having fans and perhaps someday even a team in Great Britain. If you want to know more about A Touch of Gray and the activities of Carol Marks, you want to hear some of our best interviews and programs in archival podcast form, well, they're there for you at our website, atouchofgray.com, and we spell gray with an E. It's atouchofgray.com. I'm Michael Harrison. Coming up next, part two of our conversation, Carol Marks, discussing ways to practice skills that'll give you relief from stress and encourage your body to be resilient, and the importance of gratitude and how to live in the moment. Dr. Amit Sood of the Mayo Clinic and Carol Marks, part two of the conversation, next when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here on this great talk radio station in just a moment.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security websites. Pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/GOV delivery. Social Security delivers.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/MedicareOnly. That's socialsecurity.gov/MedicareOnly.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to the conversation that we began at the top of this second hour of our program. Carol Marks, the host of the show, in conversation with Dr. Amit Sood. In this part of the discussion, Dr. Sood discusses ways to practice these skills when you're busy and the importance of gratitude and how to live in the moment.
I'm sure you get this question a lot. Oh, gee, I just don't have the time. I'm so busy to practice my skills. So what do you suggest for these busy people?
Yes, to busy people. That's a wonderful question. So my practice is most of my patients are very busy, and I've asked tens of thousands of people who has extra time that they can give an hour every day. Nobody has raised their hand so far. So we are all busy. I promise you, this is my promise. If you practice these skills, they will save you several hours during the day. And that is why we do not have any sitting meditation 45-minute program, because you just can't do that. That is impractical. So what we have is micro moments of joy. You wake up 2 minutes of gratitude. You walk through the subway at your workplace. You just notice a particular painting. In the elevator, notice the elevator button. You're checking out at the grocery store. Send a silent good wish to the clerk helping you. You're walking outside. Just look at the cloud formation for 2 seconds. So you sprinkle these micro moments multiple times during the day instead of taking out a big chunk of time. And what that does is, once your attention is stronger and you're living life with the higher principles, that of gratitude, compassion, acceptance, meaning, and forgiveness, it saves you several hours during the day. Everybody who I have trained in this and I've asked, that is what the feedback they have given.
Now, by the way, and I thought this was kind of amazing, were you surprised at the reaction of your staff members after they just reading your book? I mean, they weren't even getting into a program. So what was that all about?
So we wanted to test, and that's a great question, we wanted to test if this program is related to really in-person interaction or are the principles strong enough. So we did a clinical study where we just gave the book to people and assessed their quality of life and well-being and anxiety and stress and resilience. And what we found was just by reading the book and applying the principles, all of these moved up significantly. All the measures moved in the right direction. So it is the principles, it is the thought process that is important, not a particular person.
Now, finally, what do you hope the main message your readers and our listeners are going to get after reading the book?
Well, there are two. One is do not postpone joy. Life is too short. We have finite time. You have a choice. Either allow your brain to remain in the default mode, predisposing to burnout, or get your brain in the focused mode with simple exercises that you can apply in your life and really fully live your life. That is the first message. Stress, you know, it's called stress-free living, but it's really about joy and happiness and gratitude and positivity. So that is the first message. The second message is we have a collective responsibility. We have to collectively create a world that is kind and happy for our children and grandchildren. So that is the responsibility. That is the legacy we have. And so we should come together and create that world. We can do that when we ourselves are stronger, kinder, and happier.
That's Dr. Amit Sood in conversation with Carol Marx. He's from the Mayo Clinic. And the book is titled The Mayo Clinic Guide to Stress-Free Living, published by DeCapo Press. We'll be joined in just a moment by Richard Neer, our multifaceted Renaissance man of the media, when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here in just a moment.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security web pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
This is a Driving Today Minute. Even though high gasoline prices have moderated somewhat, they're still quite high. It just makes good sense to do what you can do to reduce your fuel costs. The Alliance to Save Energy suggests a few easy things you can do.
Keep your car properly tuned up and change the air filter regularly, both to save gas and protect your engine. Curtail aggressive driving, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. Speeding, rapid acceleration, and hard braking waste gas and curb mileage by as much as 33% at highway speeds.
So nix the jackrabbit starts and opt instead for slow acceleration from a dead stop. Slow down. The DOE says each mile per hour you drive over 60 is like paying an extra 10 cents per gallon. Inflate tires to the proper pressure. This will increase fuel economy and make tires safer and extend their life.
This Driving Today Minute is brought to you by Bridgestone Firestone Tires. You can get more information like this at drivingtoday.com or by visiting our partners such as autobytel.com, motorsportsforum.com, and more.
You're listening to A Touch of Gray.
Check out our website at atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. That's atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare only.
Engine.
Check.
Thrusters.
Check.
Fuel.
Check.
Computers.
Check.
Social Security.
No check, go direct.
That's right, Patty. A few weeks ago, I went online to godirect.org to sign up for direct deposit. It's easy to do, and I got my cash at warp speed.
Wow, it's fast and easy. I'll sign up right now to make sure I'm prepared for our next mission.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marks offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation's struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marks is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
If you plan to apply for Social Security disability benefits, there are things you can do to help speed up the usual 3 to 5 month wait for a decision. The more information you provide up front, the less time it'll take us to obtain the needed evidence, and the faster the decision can be made. Information like medical records or documentation, the names, addresses, and phone numbers of your doctors and medical facilities, information on your past employment, and more. To be prepared, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/disability and select Disability Starter Kits.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and we're joined now for the rest of the way by our senior correspondent, Richard Neer, who moments from now will be talking with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's currently the chief wellness officer and chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. He'll give tips to our listeners for longevity from the updates and expanded version of You, the Owner's Manual, published by Harper Audio. I guess it's a, an audio book. And Richard, am I correct in that he published an audio book?
It is not only an audio book; it is a regular book which you can actually buy and read. And it's funny because it's an owner's manual that you get one with a car, you get one online, I guess, with most new purchases. But when you're born, you don't get an owner's manual, do you?
And I was just told, no, you're not. You don't, and you should. They should come with papers and a warranty. And if you get colic, here's what you do. If you have diarrhea, get a new diaper. It's crazy. I was just told by Bev, our producer, that it's updated and expanded, so I should have known that. I should have done my homework. But this whole audio book thing is kind of creeping into our consciousness, and you don't think of it as a book. We're having trouble translating our terminology from the 20th century into the 21st century, like calling something a record, or watching a film.
Or I'm going to tape that.
Yeah, we still say that.
We don't tape anything anymore.
Tape. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff like that.
Somebody asked me the other day, are you the publisher of Talkers.com, or are you the publisher? I said, I'm the publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is just where we're located in one of our configurations. People don't quite understand how to, you know, use the terminology that we're so used to, because the form and the content play such a role in defining the package. And these are strange times in the media, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, think of digital downloads for books. Are mm-hmm. they books? Are they still books, or are they just digital? What are they exactly?
Well, you are a you're a Renaissance media man. I mean, you're a sports expert, and I want to talk to you a bit about that later in the hour. And you're also an expert on elder issues, as we deal with in this program. You're an expert on general talk. You have talk shows, and you're also the host of a program on Podjockey and Talkers Radio, Richard Neer's Novelist Cafe. You talk to novelists. Quickly, we have a couple of minutes in this segment. We actually have 1 minute left. What do you think the future of the book is? Do you think that people will be reading books on paper in 20 years, 30 years?
I think so. I think there's a whole generation of people who want to cling to that, and it's something more permanent. You know, it's weird. What do you think, that people will actually have CDs in the future, or do you think that everything will be electronic in your telephone or your device, whatever it's going to be called in the future?
I'll tell you at the beginning of the segment after this next segment exactly what I think is the answer to the question I asked you. In other words, you asked it back to me, my opinion, of what's going to happen to books and CDs and cassettes and all of those things. Richard Neer is with us. He's our senior correspondent. He'll be talking about wellness with Dr. Michael Roizen next, and then we're going to talk a little bit about media, and we're going to talk a little bit about football. It's in the air everywhere this weekend. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way when A Touch of Gray continues.
You're age 65, and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/Medicare-only. That's socialsecurity.gov/Medicare-only.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marks offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation's struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marks is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
She's conquered some of the most challenging ski courses anywhere, but with only one leg, the odds were against her even walking.
The growth was stunted in my right leg when I was born, and the doctors told my mother we needed to amputate when I was 5 years old.
Bonnie was helped at a Shriners Hospital, one of a network of 22 hospitals helping kids throughout North America. Shriners Hospitals provide world-class orthopedic and burn medical care, and they offer that care totally free of charge.
The care and treatment the Shriners gave me was a gift. It wasn't just about learning to walk. They helped me to believe in myself.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area realize their dreams.
If I went back to the Shriners Hospital and talked to the nurses and doctors, I would say thank you. Thank you for making my dreams come true.
If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Engines.
Check.
Thrusters.
Check.
Fuel.
Check.
Computers.
Check.
Social Security.
No check, go direct.
That's right, Patty. A few weeks ago, I went online to GoDirect.org to sign up for direct deposit. It's easy to do, and I got my cash at warp speed.
Wow, it's fast and easy. I'll sign up right now to make sure I'm prepared for our next mission.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair here on the second hour of this weekend's big two-hour get-together. And as promised, here's our senior correspondent Richard Neer in conversation with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's currently the chief wellness officer and chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. He will share tips for longevity from the updates and expanded version of You, the Owner's Manual, published by Harper Audio.
Now, one thing I know about owner's manuals is that men especially are loath to consult them. Have you found that in your travels promoting this book, that a lot of men just don't like to read the instructions?
Well, we knew that beforehand. That is, if you look at health books, 85% of them are purchased by women. So we put in cartoons, and now we have both cartoons and videos and quizzes in the books. When we looked at our who bought our book from the first edition on, it was 35% we got of men. So we were able with the cartoons to increase the readership and fun that guys have in reading the book.
Cartoons for men. I'm not sure how to take that exactly. Do you see this book as a book that someone would actually read cover to cover, or is it a book that is more a reference book for someone who says, you know what, my knees are bothering me. Let me check out what Dr. Roizen and Oz have to say about it.
Well, it works both ways. We think it really is a book that you read through at least once, because, one, it is so fun to be, you know, for us physicians, it is fun to understand the body. And what we did here is to try and use analogy to a house. So your bones are like the 2x4s that hold it up and protect you. So we use analogies to a house to make it easy to understand and make it understandable. And we think it's a great deal of fun. And that's what people have told us, to become the world's expert on their own body. You know, when you have a plumbing problem, you know, some backup, the first thing you call isn't the plumber. The first thing you do is you try a plunger, or you fool with that doohickey in the toilet bowl to get it to work right. Well, that's the same thing. We think you should be able to at least fix a lot of the minor things yourself, and to understand the body is a great privilege and pleasure.
Well, and also I would imagine that going to a physician, if you are more conversant with the language, if you know exactly how to describe what you're feeling as a result of something that's analogous in this book, you might receive better care from a physician.
Well, I hope that's true. We hope physicians give you great care all the time, but we actually think it'll be more meaningful to you, and you'll increase your understanding of why you should do what you should do. So, for example, we talk about why you should decrease inflammation in your body and some of the ways to do it, and hopefully then you'll pick those up as routine things you do and won't need to see your physician for arthritis.
Well, you've hit on something very, very interesting to those in the boomer generation, the inflammation, because so many of us have inflammation in various parts of our body, especially the joints. Give us a couple of quick tips on overall reducing inflammation.
Well, what we did, and with some of the new information in the book, relates to the omegas, the odd omegas. So you know of omega-3 as some of the fish oils, which the DHA is the active component of fish oil, three-letter word DHA, that decreases brain dysfunction and decreases eye problems as we get older. But omega-9 and all the odd omegas seem to decrease inflammation. Omega-9 is olive oil, which is probably the best fat for sautéing with, because it does have this benefit of decreasing inflammation, especially in your arteries. Omega-7 has some of the same benefits, was probably not known 4 years ago by most of us. And omega-3, not only is it the fish oil, but the shorter chain omega-3, AHA, which is in walnuts, is what has been shown to be beneficial at decreasing the pain of osteoarthritis and decreasing inflammation in joints. So there's a lot of new information on how simple it is. The other thing that you want to do for your joint is exercise the muscles and strengthen the muscles above and below it, because strengthening those muscles acts as shock absorbers for your joint. So it may be a little painful to strengthen those muscles, but once you do, it decreases your overall pain.
Yeah, that's great advice. And interesting, the New York Times recently had a story that a lot of these supplements don't actually do anything. They don't actually help. You know, you think that they help. What are the common supplements that people take that you would say, hey, you know what, they don't really work as advertised?
Well, on our website at the Cleveland Clinic, it's clevelandclinic.org/wellness. If you go to that website, we have a pro-con debate on each of the supplements, but only rank the ones that are beneficial. So, for example, ginkgo biloba has a -1 ranking. Why? It not only doesn't help with cognitive function, it actually has some harm associated with it. So that's one of them. St. John's wort, which is a wonderful, effective at reducing depression, unfortunately has significant side effects which cause problems. On the other hand, there are groups such as DHA, such as the omega-7, such as vitamin D3, once you get your level measured, if it's not enough, that are beneficial. So there's this recent set of studies on vitamins, but if you notice, they had that vitamin D3 was beneficial or might be beneficial for everyone rather than beneficial for only selected people. So there are some data out there, and we put it on our website, clevelandclinic.org/wellness.
Now, Dr. Roizen, most of us of a certain age take a baby aspirin every day, supposedly, to thin the blood a little, keep the heart, all of that, all those benefits. Is that still recommended? Does that still have a good effect?
Yeah, and I would tell you to take 2 baby aspirin with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Why the warm water? Because 70% of the side effects of aspirin are landing on the stomach lining and causing erosion. So you want that half a glass of warm water beforehand to have it land in the water, and afterwards to help dissolve it, and it dissolves a little faster in warm water. The second thing is aspirin not only has a heart protective, but it decreases 9 cancers. And when you add all those benefits together for the usual or typical man over 40, woman over 45, it has an overall benefit. So everything in the book, what we did is we have a list of the supplements that are valuable for you in You, the Owner's Manual, the updated and revised one, and tell what you should do to find out whether it's for you or someone else. There are some foods in there that we stress as well, such as the walnuts and which fish are healthy. So it generally is salmon and ocean trout are the safest fish to have. And we talk about a new supplement that most of us didn't know about, purified omega-7, that seems to decrease inflammation, or that has really good data on it decreasing inflammation substantially as well.
That's Dr. Michael Roizen in conversation with Richard Neer, and his book is updated now to an audio version of You, the Owner's Manual, Harper Audio. For more information, go to clevelandclinic.org/wellness. Richard Neer returns. We're going to talk a little bit of Are You Ready for Football? That's next when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in a moment. We'll be right back.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Want to stay informed when there are changes to Social Security? Subscribe to receive automatic email updates on popular Social Security websites. Pages with the click of a button. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. More than 1 million people already receive updates to the pages they're most interested in. You can too. Look for the red envelope followed by a link that says Get Email Updates. To learn more, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/govdelivery. Social Security delivers.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver. If you're like me, your dog or cat is part of the family, and they rely on you to take care of them. Like a family doctor, your veterinarian and staff know what's best for that special family member. So visit your vet regularly for checkups, for prevention of disease like heartworm, and for the best advice on everyday issues like flea and tick control. Your veterinarian knows best, so take the time to ask questions. For healthy pets, visit the vet.
A message from the American Animal Hospital Association.
You're age 65 and you've made your decision to keep working and delay receiving your benefits. That's fine, but don't forget about Medicare. Most people should apply for Medicare coverage within 4 months of reaching age 65. And there's a fast, convenient, and simple way to apply for Medicare in as little as 10 minutes. Online at www.socialsecurity.gov/MedicareOnly. That's socialsecurity.gov/MedicareOnly.
Continuing with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and as promised, we continue our conversation with Richard Neer, who just did a superb job talking to Michael Roizen about wellness, and the owner's manual and manuals and audio books and all that triggered a couple of questions. A couple of segments ago, if you're just joining us, I asked Richard what I thought he thinks the future of books and paper and you know, 20th century media will be in 20 years or so. And he said that he thinks there'll still be people who are comfortable with that. And he asked me what I think. And I said, I'd tell you now. Well, here it is. I think books are going to be gone. I think that there'll be shelf items. There'll be tchotchkes, like hurricane lamps. There'll be old artifacts that we have, you know, to decorate our houses, but people will consider books to be extremely inconvenient. And when you can carry a book that has 100 books in it, more and more, I believe people are getting used to dealing digitally.
I thought where you were going to go with this is where you have gone in the past in this embedded stuff. And there's a TV show called Intelligence. I don't know if you're aware of
it. Totally aware of it.
Where the guy is got a chip in his head, and he's totally hooked up to the internet and every source of information that you can possibly glean. You've seen the show?
No, I haven't seen the show, but I've seen the coming attractions of it and the trailers, and I'm aware of it, and I happen to agree with it. And I was going to say, but I also believe, and I'm always hesitant to say this to people because they think I'm a wacko, that even having the pad in your hand will be considered old-fashioned. I just don't know how long it's going to take before people are comfortable having something embedded in their brain. But it is inevitable that there will be no hardware. It'll all be in your head. And people will be used to it, and generations to come will not be what we consider to be human. If we were to come back 100 years from now, we would be very uncomfortable with the culture because we would not feel that this is humanity as we know it. Well, you just answered it there. I want to talk about something far more important than the future of humanity.
Here come his beloved Patriots, folks. Here they come. Tom Brady and company.
I want to know. First of all, this program is airing on the weekend of Championship Weekend. And they got this great doubleheader that so many of our listeners are going to be plugged into, and I hope that they listen to this show as well. It's on Sunday. We're heard all across the country on Saturday and Sunday. So in some places, some of the contests, especially heard in L.A. in the afternoon, some of the games will be over, I think, by the time we're heard in L.A. on the West Coast. And the East Coast, we're on a lot of Saturday shows, so it's still kind of anticipating it. So full disclosure, Richard and I don't have any clue as to who's going to win. At least it hasn't happened yet when we're having this conversation. I personally feel, based on the nature of these teams, anything could happen. I wouldn't want to bet on this, would you?
Well, I never want to bet on football because it's so unpredictable. I mean, last weekend, the games I thought were rather pedestrian. I didn't think they were very exciting at all. They weren't really close. They didn't have those breakneck finishes like the ones the week before. But the good thing is that for the first time in a long while, you have the best teams playing, number one and number two playing in the AFC and one and two playing in the NFC, and that rarely happens.
That is good. That is good to see because it gives more of a vote of confidence in the playoff system. And I know they've been talking about expanding the playoffs. And what's his name? Pete Rozelle? Is it? No.
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell. Pete Rozelle's from baseball.
No, he's long past commissioner of football.
He says it'll make it more exciting. I just hope they never turn the NFL first season into something inconsequential the way they did in the NBA.
So I agree, and I don't want to expand the playoffs. I think it's so perfect now, the way it's set up, that you don't need to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah, you agreed. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Carol Marks, for an excellent contribution to humanity with this program. Thank you, Bev. Thank you, all the people involved. Michael Harrison here inviting you to join us at Touch of Gray next weekend right here, 2 hours on this radio station.